Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday afternoon, March 25th, 2010, and is now 2:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good afternoon, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Or send us your email anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. comments@libertytalkradio.com. I also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton-Associates. That's Sutton, Sutton-Associates.net. In his bi-weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is a rebroadcast of this morning's broadcast. Allow me to explain. We had a half-hour broadcast this morning at 6:30 a.m. I made a point, and I did not make it properly. In fact, it bothered me so much, I deleted the broadcast altogether. I did so because I firmly believe that people will not really think rationally, look at the context in which I said what I said, and come with the conclusion that I was hoping that they would come to. And that is because America in general is undereducated, underinformed, misinformed, and quite frankly, educated via television. This did not lead to critical thinking or to really listening well. So in an attempt to ameliorate all those problems, after I broadcasted this morning, I deleted the entire broadcast. I shall start over again. What I said that was wrong, and not out of context, but could be taken out of context, is I intimated that our brave men and women who serve in the military are murderers or killers. I did not mean that. It came out that way. In fact, it did come out that way. What I meant to say is that in today's public school system, well, I should say in the public school system that we've had for the past few decades, we have had a program, a stealth program, a very, not a very obvious, a very slow-moving program toward indoctrinating our children to become subjects of the state, to be loyal to the state. The state educates you. The state cares. And as a result, when we are asked, our brave young, brave and young men and women to go fight overseas, I did not mean to say that the people themselves, that they were killers. This is where I got myself in trouble. And in effect, the money changes of our government, the people who own this country, the money masters, I don't know how to define these people, when they precipitate a war overseas, and then the figureheads, the puppets in our government, come before us and tell us we must go overseas to fight for liberty and freedom of the people overseas and to protect our freedoms here at home. Before those bad people overseas come here, we need to go there. And we need to fight them there rather than fighting here. We've heard that before. We have learned through history. We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Your first name and your where you're calling from, please.
Oh, I'm Lee. I'm calling from Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee, Lee. Thank you so much for calling in. Do you have a comment or a question?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on what you just said about our public school systems being institutions of indoctrination. They teach the children how to become dependent upon the state. I've got two kids in the public school system. Happen to have two very brilliant, bright, very intelligent, smart children who I actually got tired of the public school system for a while, pulled them out for a few years and homeschooled them, sent them back. Before they went back into the public school system, we had the choice, we had to, wife and I both work. They scored so high, and they were so far ahead of the other kids in their classes because I believe it was because homeschool. But I do agree with you. I mean, I don't think public schools are necessarily evil, like some people like to call them. I just think that, how do I say it without being offensive? I think the public school system has a lot of problems they need to work out when it comes to their curriculum and what they teach our children. And I think they're teaching, instead of so much teaching our kids social values, because those should be taught at home, they should stick more to 1 + 1 = 2, and you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. All we need to do is assist the parents, if you will, in the parents' educating of the children in mathematics, in reading, and writing.
Yep.
From that point on, and you know, I've contended, Lee, that if you took a child, and once that child learned to read, whether they were taught in a school, in a private school, in a public school, by a friend of the family, by the family themselves, once that child learned to read, and you gave that child a publication, and I'll pull one right out of the air. Let's take National Geographic. Oh, just for the sake of discussion, and I have nothing for or against the publication. And ask that child, your only education would be is to read the National Geographic once a month from cover to cover. And at the end, now you can take 2 or 3 pages a day, read them carefully, absorb what you are reading, try to understand what is being said. And at the end of the day, after dinner, you and I will sit down and we will discuss exactly what you read to see if you comprehended, if you had a reading comprehension problem, what you comprehended, what type of questions you might have. Let's assume that the child did nothing but that. At the end of 8 years, would you have a more educated, critical thinking child, assuming they never went to school after that? But what they had to do is when they read the National Geographic, of course, there's mathematics involved, there's reading involved, there's comprehension, there's all sorts of things involved, there's geography, obviously, involved, maps. Do you think that child would be more educated, a better thinker, more capable of handling life, handling the difficulties that children face in going to college and learning what they want to read, than a child that just went to our regular grammar schools and high schools? Which one would you pick?
Absolutely. I take the kid who read the National Geographic. Reading is the key to education, Joe, because my children were reading. My children were already reading before they went into kindergarten. They were. They were reading
books
before they went into kindergarten. My wife and I were big on reading. Education, that is education, reading. The most educated people are people who read. That is how you educate yourself.
Right. And let me admit something. When I had the conversation with a gentleman that works for my company, a young fellow who railed about how poor the school system is, all he did was sleep and cheat and got out of the thing. I said, his name was Jonathan. I said, Jonathan, let me admit something to you. I did the exact same thing you did. I woke up at about the age of 35 And I said, today I'm a proficient. I'm reading constantly. I have books and articles. I'm reading all day long. I am a horrible reader. And I dislike myself for not training myself to read efficiently, comprehending efficiently when I was young. And as a result, I have suffered for decades. But I continue reading. And I'm reading all sorts of books now. And I try to read good stuff, not the fairyland stuff. Anyway, but go ahead, Lee. Take it away.
Exactly. You know, there's reading and teaching children how to enunciate and pronounce words and spell. And then there's reading comprehension.
Correct.
You have to be able to comprehend and understand what you read. And I'm like you when I was a kid, and I grew up in the Los Angeles County School District, which was one of the worst in the nation, and people just were sliding by through that school system. And I just barely got out of high school by the skin of my teeth and went to junior college and then became a police officer, a law enforcement officer for years. But that's the one thing that we do with my kids. I get my kids in the summertime have in the springtime, spring vacation, summer vacation, even the weekends, they have to read books. And I don't just let my kid read the book. I'll come back and say, okay, let's just discuss what you read. What was chapter one about? And we'll sit down and we'll discuss what chapter one was about. And I can tell you what, just from having my kids do that, and my daughter's 16, Joe, and she's in all advanced placement classes. She's a sophomore in high school. She's already earned some college credits this year. She is Junior Honor Society, Beta Club. She's in the running. It's between her and four other students in America. If her essay gets picked, she'll be in what's that museum up in Washington? The Holocaust. Her essay will be picked for the Holocaust and placed in the Holocaust Museum. This little girl is reading comprehension. When she was in the eighth grade, her reading comprehension was off the chart. She was at a college level, and same for my son who's in the sixth grade. So here's what people need to do, and I'll tell you this when it comes to the school system because there's so many problems.
Please.
Education starts at home, Joe, right?
Absolutely. 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 The parents are responsible for the child's education, not the state and not the schools and not the teachers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's a law enforcement officer who can tell you this. I got so sick of hearing people, and they do the same thing to the education system, mom and dad. And regular Joe Show Smoke Citizen, whatever you hear him say to the police department, the government when it comes to police, why aren't you protecting the neighborhood? Why is the crime rate so high? We've got gangs, we've got drugs, we've got this. Why aren't you guys doing anything? And then they yell at the school teachers, why is my kid failing?
Right.
Why
exactly.
This, why that? And you know what? I always tell people, it's not law enforcement's job to make your kid behave. Our job is to punish your kids when they misbehave. It's your job to educate this kid and make him a functioning member of society, not my job.
Right. You know, there are high crime districts in every city. In our city of Tulsa, we have high crime districts. In those districts, there are convenience stores, all different types of shops, all boarded up and closed down. Then the people in that area get upset that merchants won't come into that area, and they call it prejudice, and they want city money to open up these places, but no one in their right mind would do that. And it's because the people themselves have not taken charge of their own family matters.
Yeah.
It is very simple.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a child sat down and read I'd take National Geographic, pick any, fill in the blank with any good magazine, and National Geographic every day, and had an intelligent conversation with their parents at the end of each evening, and then the government comes in and, let's say, wants to reinstate the war in Vietnam and say, oh, by the way, Mary or Johnny, we'd like to put you in a uniform, put you in the jungles of Vietnam, which we're going to napalm, by the way, so you be careful. We want you to go there and flush out all these bad people who live there so that our freedoms and freedom and our liberty can be preserved. And good luck, most likely you won't come home. When would you like to sign up? Could you imagine that child saying, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to pray? No, the child said, are you nuts? Is this a joke? But today, our children blindly, and I hear this, my wife's an audiologist, and she has, you know, many, many patients. And when I'm in the office, and one of my companies is attached next door, and so I'm visiting all the time when I used to work there. I'm retired now. And I'd hear people say, oh, I'm so proud of my son. He's going to Afghanistan next month. And I'm saying, But have you thought about that? I mean, have you, you know, and better, and they say the same thing. Better we fight them there than we fight them here. Fight who? People with sandals that don't have even transportation to the nearest town? They're going to come here and fight. Where's the logic behind that? And I'm sure if these people read and started thinking critically and started having intelligent conversations with their family instead of arguments as to who's going to watch the next program on TV, we wouldn't have this blaze. We wouldn't have these wars. You know why? Because the only people who we would elect to go to war would be the politicians who started.
Yep. And you know what, Joe? I always say this. I'm one of those type of people. I look to the past in order to forecast the future,
right,
or decide
absolutely
for the present. Because, and the only way you can do look to the past, because you're not really, none of us are really old enough to look too far into the past, is you have to educate yourself. Here's what I think. By everything you just said, I agree with it. Here's what I think.
Please.
What you're basically saying and what I've been saying and people are showing is that we are not entering into slavery, Mr. Cristiano. We are slaves. Our minds have shackles
absolutely
on them. We've been enslaved for years.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do we get free, brother?
You know, that is the $64,000 question. I have many friends. Some of them are poor as dirt. I mean, literally poor as dirt. And mm-hmm. others are very, very wealthy. I mean, they talk about their investments. It blows my mind when they're talking, you know, you know, they buy into
yeah.
a stock position of six figures. You're like, wow, you know. But, I mean, they're all the same. We're
yeah.
all in the same boat, and no one says, well, I'm better than you. And it's wonderful. All different ages, all different – and we get together, and we just talk about things like this, and it's a wonderful atmosphere. And that's the question. Some of the best minds have said that we go down this path – of course, if it is not reversed. But when they say when it is not reversed, they don't say how it's going to become effective. Is it going to become effective politically? Is it going to become effective because of the populace? Typically, no. Typically, when people get so fed up, and I hate to say this, and they take to the streets. I mean, it's the...
Well, that's what you're saying.
You know what? It's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah. It's the impoverishment of
America.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
No, I stepped on you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. What I was going to say is that if you notice that the Nazis, in Nazi Germany, they had re-education camps. Now,
right.
Two of the most, I don't know where you are spiritually. I'm a Christian. I believe the most powerful weapon that I've got, the most powerful weapon that man's got is prayer. I believe the most second powerful weapon that we have in this country is education. And the far left extremists, the progressives, the communists and the Marxists, they know this. They've been aware of this. They've been doing this to us for 100 years. I don't know if you've ever heard of Yuri Bezmenov.
Right.
He talked about he was a former KGB agent who defected to the United States. He talked about the communist plan in America. It was to re-educate their kids
absolutely
through ideological subversion.
Right.
To demoralize us. To teach us how to be immoral. To teach us that man is God. To teach us that we're subjects and slaves to a state. And that's what they've been doing for about the last, since the 1940s in our school system.
Yeah. Now, in interest of full disclosure, I have no political, religious affiliation. I respect them all. Please don't get angry with me because I don't. Because I know a lot of people say, oh, you're not of my faith, then I can no longer be your friend. It drives me nuts. But, you know, and believe me, I fully respect it and I appreciate it. You and I going down the exact same path, same logic, 100% agreement. But also in the interest of full disclosure, we are not talking about the individual teachers who dedicate themselves to help the students. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the system in which these dedicated servants of the state are placed. We're talking about the system that is designed. And what's the shame of the whole thing is that whether you're talking about the school system or you're talking about the president of the United States, they are all front people for the true masters of this country, and those are the people who own our currency. They have allegiance to no state. They have allegiance to no country, no peoples, no nothing. All they want is to get the best return on their money, and the best way to do that is through war and debt. They make a fortune in war and debt.
Sure.
We are going to pay practically all of our money in interest. And no one says, by the way, the interest to whom? To whom? Well, the interest is the payment to the money masters that are making hundreds of billions of dollars a year off the backs of every single person in this on this planet, actually, including mostly the United States. No one understands that. They think the money goes back in the treasury and it's used for good and the poor. Please get that out of your head. And this is the shame of the whole thing. We have educated our children to stupidity. We take a group of students, a group of kids, we put them in a classroom, we assume they are all the same age, the same mentality, they had the same background, the same interest, and they're asked to memorize. They are taught comic book history. Comic book history.
Oh, exactly.
Best. And then they come out and they're not only ignorant, but they non-thinking. We take the lifeblood out of them. Children are incredibly intuitive. They have tremendous amount of ingenuity, and we kill that. We kill all of that in school because we have to make them the same, and they get punished for that. And if a kid doesn't act this way or say this, they get a bad mark on their test, or they get down, marked down as uncooperative, and they must fall into line. And that's why you have kids dropping out of school and hating the place because they cannot express themselves. You know, back in the old days, before you and I were born, they had these little schoolhouses. And in there, there were kids that were maybe 15 years old, farmer's boys, you know, and little kids, you know, that were 7 years old. And you say, well, how could they possibly do that? Well, they didn't try to educate these children into some sort of mold, or mold these children into some subject of the state. All they try to do, they say, Johnny, if you're 15 years old, you're 7 years old, Mary, we're going to teach you how to read. Once you learn to read, you go on your own and you do your own thing. You develop what you want to be and who you want to be. And that's what made America great. But not anymore. Now we got to come, and you have to be educated stupid in order to get ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the preaching.
I don't reject non-religious people. I have friends that are deists and atheists. And
thank you so much.
That are
thank
religious
you, thank you, thank
and
you.
Real religious. I love people, and my religious belief tells me to love people, and that's what I do. You and I may not be on the same page spiritually, but we are. Politically, and when it comes to social matters in life, I can say this: here's where I think we really stupefied our kids, Joe. And we've been, and I'll just reiterate what I said about 10 minutes ago.
I like stupefy. I like the word. I like that.
We stupefy our kids, man. Let me tell you this: we don't. It's up to the parents to teach the children. Here's what I believe. Let me give you my philosophy.
Sure,
I believe that there's three different jurisdictions on Earth in which to govern man. There is the government, which is a civil magistrate.
Right.
There, and this is all in order to government. And there's the church, and there's the family. Now,
right.
The three are separate.
Right. Absolutely.
You've got the church. You have certain issues. The family who deals with governs certain issues, and you've got the state that governs certain issues. Problem is that we've taught our children to be loyal to a government through ideological subversion. We teach our kids, the worst thing that happened to this nation, and I'm a Republican, under Ronald Reagan in 1981,
right.
What did he do? What did he enact? They formed the United States Department of Education, which was the worst, absolute worst
right.
thing
that,
they could have
that
done.
Right, that was a downfall.
They teach our kids not how to think, Joe. They don't teach them how to think. They teach them what to think.
Exactly.
That is the problem.
No, I'm with you. So I tell you, I can almost talk with you. But go ahead. Please do. You're doing a beautiful job. You're doing a much better job than I can
do. So that's what I think.
That is great. Well, Lee, I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Okay,
allow
sure.
me to do this. If
All
you
right.
will send me a mailing address to comments@libertytalkradio.com, I would be more than pleased to have a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt sent to you. Please indicate your size.
Really?
It's a beautiful t-shirt. Uh-oh. It's a really well done. It's a very good t-shirt.
Okay.
I appreciate your calling in. And by the way, I may not be of the same religion that you are, but spiritually, we are both on the same page.
Oh, really? Are you? What denomination?
I am of no denomination whatsoever. I'm of all denominations. Okay, nope. I mean, basically, if you look at it that way. So, I mean, we're not too far apart, believe it or not. I believe that we are here, and the only thing I have now, and I can tell you how much money I have, but that doesn't make any difference. What I have is what I have worked for, and now my job is to give that to someone else. Just like the elders of tribes would pass on, you know, their wisdom, if you will, their knowledge and their crafts to others. That's the only thing I have is myself that I must pass on to others before I leave this world. And I do that in hopefully the most loving, caring, and effective manner as I can. And that's it.
Well, I'll send you a little message on Blog Talk. You can pick it up, and I'll send you my information. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Same here.
Really,
don't forget your T-shirt size, okay? And if you want, you can send it to comments at libertytalkradio.com, okay? I appreciate it very much.
Okay, thanks, bro.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Was that not a surprise, a wonderful, wonderful call? I really admire him. I appreciate his call. We're on the same page. And it certainly did help clarify what I said when, you know, the money changers need killers. And I don't mean to say that our children are killers. Don't go there. Don't get angry with me. I'm just saying that otherwise, if they were really thinkers, if they were really educated by the parents, you know, and the government said, hey, by the way, Johnny, I want you to go to Vietnam and, you know, and go to the marshes and kill all those bad people. They say, what bad people? I know where Vietnam is. It's a beautiful country. It's a natural resources. It's got this, this, and that. Why are we fighting? You know, there's no reason for us to be fighting in Vietnam, for example, or take any country. I mean, you fill in the blank. I mean, then we would be more of a peaceful nation. People would love us. I mean, please understand that our public school system is another subject, is another arm of the state, where the state is indoctrinating. And like Lee said, stupefying our children. They're not educating, they're stupefying them. They're saying, don't you be the best you can be. Just memorize and be what we want you to be. Understand that, folks. Please understand that. Okay, well, I'm glad I rebroadcasted this, and I'll fix up the blogs and all that stuff so everyone will know that this broadcast is here. This broadcast will stream for the next, until it is placed into archives. So you'll be able to go on the website, click on whatever media player or Winamp or whatever, and listen to it as a rebroadcast. I do ask you to send your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. If, in fact, you would like to be a guest on our program, please indicate so. I'll be more than happy to make arrangements with you. Just indicate what the subject matter would be, and we'll take it from there. Okay? All right. Well, great. That was a pleasant surprise, a wonderful broadcast. I really feel good after this. Wow. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Grand Shakers Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends. And let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. They control the ride and your every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal. The government hates competition." Folks, we will go alive again next week. I hope to have a guest. We will please check our blog, and we will indicate on Blog Talk Radio or the blog that we have set up for the program. Just go to our website and click on the blog, and it'll indicate when our next live program will be. We'll probably have that also on the face part of the program, on the website. So please go there and do listen in and do call in. I do welcome your comments to comments@libertytalkradio.com. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Crispiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.